Today's daf is daf Yud Beis. We are going to begin on daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph by the line. The line starts with Shalei, the third word, Gufa. Gufa. Now the Gemara returns to discuss the matter itself. Ra'is and Ratzin Achar Metzia. If one saw people running after a Metzia, a found, and as we explained, an ownerless animal. And he said, my field has let it affect a kinyan for the animal for me. So the halacha is that's what the Mishnah said. Ra'is and Ratzin Achar Metzia. Achar Tzvishavar Achar Gezol Shalei Parchuv Omar. And the person said, Zochsa Li Sada, that my field should be Zeicha to me these things. So the halacha is Zochali. Amr Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Eichon, and he says, V'hu Sherotz Achareyan Umagin. This halacha is true only in the case where he would be able to run after them and catch them. Boye Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, V'matana Heich. Does one acquire animals that are given to him as a gift in such a case? Kable Minei Rab Abba Barkana. Let's say the owners want to be makne to, let's say, the balasada with matana through a kinyan chotzer. Okay, so now he says like this: Kabli minei Rav Abba Barkano. Rav Abba Barkano accepted the premise of the shayla of Rabbi Yirmiyahu, and he paskin that afal pi shelos acharein ve'ein magin. That even if he would not be able to run after them and catch them, it would still work. Okay, now the Gemara says, "Boy, Rava. Rava asked the Shaila Zark Arniki, the Pesach Zevi Yotze, the Pesach Acher. If a person threw a purse through his entrance of a house, I just wanted to shut the volume. Sorry. Perfect. Okay. Boy, Rava says, Zarek Arniki bePesach Zevi Yotze bePesach Acher. If one threw a purse through this entrance of a house, and it went through the house and exited through another entrance. Ma'u, what's the halacha? In other words, does the owner of the house acquire the purse during the course of the flight? Aver Shein Sevel Anuach Kamurach Dami Eloi. We say an item in the ear space of a courtyard that will not eventually come to rest in the chutzner itself. Is it regarded as though it has come to rest or not? So the papa said to Rava, is this not the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, Ra is and Ratzan Achar Metzia. If one saw people running after a Metzia, an ownerless animal, and he says, Zach Sali Sada, my field has affected Kenyan for this animal, the halacha is, it is So Amar Leir Rava said to him, Ms. Galgus Karmis, are you saying that a purse flying through the ear is comparable to an item that is rolling? In other words, it's moving on the ground. Shani Ms. Galgus of the Kamunach Dami. A rolling item is different. Exactly. It's regarded as though it had come to rest. In other words, at any given instant throughout the movement, the item rests on the ground. Therefore, exactly, yeah, we have this, yeah, in the Kluta Kamisha Unchadami. Yeah, we have this a few times. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to continue to speak about the halachas of a Metzia. Continue different halachas. Okay. Metzias Benoi Ubite Akhtanim. With regard to the found item of one's minor son or daughter. In other words, you have a metzia item that they found. The bite or bite aktanim, the minor daughter or the minor son or daughter found a metzia. Metzias avdi v'shichos aktanim, metzias ishtei, or let's say they found the found item of a knani or a maidservant, or the metzia found by his wife. So the halacha is in all these cases, harei elu shaloi. They are his. Metzias bunei ubita akdenim, with regard to the found item of one's adult son or daughter, or metzias avdi v'shichaseh ivrim, or the found item of a, thank you very much, of a Hebrew slave or a maid servant. Metzias Ishtay Shigersha, or let's say Metzia of his ex-wife, Avu Bishalayin Nasan Ksuba, even though he did not give her a Ksuba yet, the halacha is Hare'elu Shalahen, they are theirs, it belongs to them. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Mipnei Ma Amru Metzias Katan La'aviv, what is the reason the Chacham said that the found item of one's minor son or daughter belongs to the father? Shebishasha Ma'itzi Meritzel Eitzel Aviv. It's because the Katan does not intend to acquire for himself. Because when he finds it, Meritzim Eitzel Aviv, he runs with it to his father. And does not retain it in possession. Okay, so now the Gemara says, the man of the Savar Shmuel Katan Lesley Schiel and Hashem Diraisa. Is this to say that Shmuel holds that a Katan does not have the capability of acquiring property for himself, Minateda? Batanya, but we learned in a Braisa. Haseicher es apel. With regards to a person who hires a salaried laborer. So he hired a pail to harvest his field. Yilakit b'nei achrav. The son of this pail may glean fallen stocks from behind the laborer, like all poor people have the right to the stocks left in the field. Now, again, if one hires a laborer as, let's say, a sharecropper, so whether the laborer receives, let's say, one half or the shlish of the revia or one third or one quarter of the produce, lo yilaket b'nei achrav. His son may not glean stocks after him, as a laborer himself is considered a partial owner of the field and is not considered poor. Says, in both cases, the laborer's son and his wife may glean after him. And Shmuel says, the halacha is a Krebiyasi. Now, if you say that a minor has the capability of acquiring property for himself, so then Shmuel's opinion is understood. Because when the son gleans stocks, he gleans them for himself and acquires them. And the father acquires them as a gift. Since the katan has no property on his own, he has the status of a poor person and is permitted for him to glean stocks. Now, but if you say that the katan cannot acquire anything for himself, he called malakit. So now when he gleans, la'aviv called malakit, he's gleaning for his father. And avu asher, the father is a wealthy guy. Amai ishtu b'nei malakit achrav. So why may his wife and sons glean stock after him? So the Gemara says, Shmuel, time at the Tana, the Dan Kamer. Shmuel is stating the reason of the Tana of our Mishnah. But less, less, really. But he himself does not hold accordingly. Rather, Shmuel holds, and according to the opinion of Shmuel, of Rabbi Yossi, that a katan can be koina property for himself.
In other words, so therefore he's allowed to collect after his father.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the father is zoicha from him.
Correct. Because he has no property for himself, so he's
to take.
Exactly. But does Rabbi Yossi hold that a katan has the capability of acquiring property? But we learned in the Mishnah, the Mishnah said we have this in Gittin with regards to found items of a deaf mute or a cheder sheitev katan, lost items and they found, although they are not considered to be halachically competent and are unable to acquire midrash isa. But if one steals them, you're over gezel midrabanan for the sake of the ways of peace. Rabbi Yossi says gozel gomer. It's a full-fledged robbery. Rabbi Chista says Rabbi Yossi means gozel gomer midivreim. It's a full-fledged robbery midrabanan. And afkimina lahitzi b'dianan. And the practical difference, the opinion of the first Tana, Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that according to Rabbi Yossi, if the robber refuses to return the stolen item, the dayanim could take it away and return it to its owner. So what do we see from here? That Rabbi Yossi holds that a katan cannot acquire midir daisa by himself. So how could he say he could acquire? Adam Rabbi Abaya says, rejects the opinion of the explanation of Rabbi Yossi's opinion with regards to gleaning. And Adam Rabbi said the reason that according to Rabbi Yossi, the sheer cropper's son may glean after him despite the fact and he does not acquire midiraisa is a so kmi shahu bayna mushes, because the teda rendered the field like one through which the last gleaners have walked. Once the poor people have finished gleaning stocks from a field, even wealthy people are permitted to collect whatever remains.
The
mushes
left already.
Why? Because the poor people themselves dismiss from their minds. And Savri, Bered Dehech Malakali, they assume that the sons of the sharecropper is gleaning for him, and that they will therefore not find it any more in the field. So since the poor people themselves have finished taking stocks from the field, the sharecropper can glean for his father. Is the person permitted to have a lion crouch in his field so that the poor people will see and flee? So Alamar Rava, Rava says that... Also, Sheina Zeche Kazeche. Chacham made a takana rendering a son of a sharecropper. In other words, even though that a katan does not have a schia in another place, in regards to leke, the Chacham made him like a Zeche. Why? My time, Anim Gufayo Nechaluhu. It's satisfactory for the poor people themselves. So that when they are hired under similar terms themselves, their sons will be able to glean their stocks after them. And Shmuel disagrees with the opinion of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. The word katan in the Mishnah is not referred. Gadol is not referred to a gadol, and the minor is not referring to a minor. Rather, with regards to an adult son who's dependent on the food of the father's table for its support, this is a katan. But if he's a katan, but he's not simich, he's self sufficient, that's considered a gadol. It doesn't go according to the passport, exactly. Now, we learned in the Mishnah, Metzias Avdi Vishivchose, even Mahayusha Atzmi. The Metzias, the found items of a Evid and a Shivcha, is theirs. Fred Gemara, Amai, why does it not belong to the master? Amai Liyek Ela Pale, let the slave be considered a laborer. Vatani Metzias Pale Atzmi, the found item of a laborer. In other words, Metzia belongs to him and not to the employer. When do we say this? When do we say this? When the employer told the laborer to perform specific tasks. He said to him, weed for me today, till for me today. Since the employer specified the task that he hired the laborer to perform, and the task did not include finding lost items, the laborer has the right to the items that he found himself. Raisa says, but if the employer said to the laborer, work for me today, without specifying the nature of the work, Metzias lebalabai is the found item is the employer's, as finding ownerless items is included within the general category of work. Since a Eved Ivri is duty bound to perform all types of labor for his master, why doesn't his master acquire all items that he finds? And here we're dealing with a slave who pierces pearls, which is such a profitable activity. The master does not want to transfer him to another line of work, even for a moment. Therefore, his status is like of a laborer who is hired to perform a specific task. We're dealing with a case where the slave lifts a found item along with performing his work. Since there's no need for him to interrupt his work in order to take them, his taking the item costs his master nothing, so it belongs to the slave. Papa and Papa says, so an item found by a laborer belongs to the employer only in the case where you hired him specifically to collect found items. Now, what are the circumstances in which one would hire a person to find ownerless items? The Akbai Agma Bekivori, the case where a lake flooded its shore with fish, and after the water calmed down, the fish remained on the shore. One would hire laborers to gather those fish. Now, the Mishnah taught an item found by a shivcha belongs to hers. What are the circumstances of the maidservants? If she brought two sairas, so then my boy gabe. Why is she with her master? We know that once she reaches adulthood, she is freed. We delay sairas, and if she did not bring sairas, if her father is still alive, Davuahavia, the found item, is her father's. Be the lesser of, and if her father is not still alive, taping from Mrs. Of, she should have gone free with the death of her father. Tamar Rishlakish, Rishlakish says, Oma Ivri Akaina Asma Mrs. Of, Mrs. Of, Mrs. Of, and Mikal Vachemer. Willow, you taste of Rishlakish. We say about a Oma Ivriya, she acquires herself from her master through the death of her father, and this halacha is a kalvach. Sorry, skip. Is a kalvachemer. So my answer, I made a mistake. V'la'av itesef Rish Lakish. But wasn't it the opinion of Rish Lakish refuted? It's not accepted as halacha. The Gemara says, Neima mahai nami tevet tiyufta. Let us say that there is a conclusive tiyufta of his opinion from the Mishnah as well. In other words, if a Hebrew maidservant is free once her father dies, there's no possible situation where this maidservant who finds a mitzia itself acquires it for herself. So the Gemara says, no. Le'elam, rather, le'elam d'isalov. Rather, is perhaps it's actually referring to a case where the father is alive. And what is the meaning of they are theirs? Apuki d'rabbit excluded her master. The maidservant acquires the found item, and through her, the father acquires it. The Mishnah says, Mitzias ishtei. See, the found item of his ex-wife, whom he divorced, belongs to her, even if he is not, even though he didn't give the ksuba. So the Mishnah says, Girsha pshita. Obviously, if he divorced her, it's obvious that the item is hers. Why does the Mishnah specify it? So the Mishnah says, Hachamai eskina b'migreshes v'enin imigreshes. We're here talking about a case where she's divorced, but she's not divorced. Anytime that the Chacham say she's divorced, but she's not divorced.
How is it possible the word not divorced? What happened? He didn't. He sent a shliach and the shliach didn't get to him yet. Did they get to him yet? What?
How is it?
The divorce not divorced.
The suffix if the get was close to him or close to her. Mm-hmm. So we go to Chumrah. Okay. By the chay is in Israel. So the chay. So therefore, Chum instituted a takanah that an item found by a wife belongs to her husband, and that this right he is chayv to provide sustenance for her. Therefore, you could think that the reason here too, since the husband is still obligated to provide for his wife, he retains the right to items that she founds. Now the Gemara says, "Time in my Amar Rabbanan Mitzias Ish LeBayla." What is the reason that the Chacham said that an item found by a wife belongs to her husband? It's so that she should not be subject to her husband's being upset due to the fact that he is supporting her and she keeps the item that she finds. Here, however, let there be animosity. He should resolve the uncertainty and finalize the divorce as soon as possible. And this Ava will help them reach the goal. Exactly. So you know, vital to keep the sinner. Okay. Time is it? A little bit more. Okay. All right. We'll stop here. We'll stop